Saturday's European-type masquerade is touted as unlike anything Atlanta's seen. No doubt part of that uniqueness has to do with the venue and its layers of graffiti art. That's exactly why artist Peter Ferrari spent Wednesday night repainting the tunnel gray.
I think that artists were upset that their work was being used to promote and sell tickets to this party without any compensation for them.
The plan to repaint wasn't a well-kept secret. For weeks, it's gained momentum on social media. Masquerade organizer Randall Fox says he knew of the plan. He says protesters' efforts won't stop Saturday's event.
But we've had, honestly, we've had a plethora of artists in the community coming out just basically appalled and upset that this has happened and looking to repaint it. So we anticipate that by the event time, the walls will be back up in their glory.
However, the Krog Tunnel ends up looking Saturday night. Artist Peter Ferrari says the plan is to quickly restore it.
So my guess is in the next week you're going to see some of the best art that you've ever seen in that tunnel.
Promoter Randall Fox says since Wednesday's repaint, ticket sales have increased. He says he expects to sell more than the previous goal of 1,700. Jim Burris, WABE News.